Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, two major returns on WWE Raw.
Edge and Liv Morgan reference the WWE releases and take shots at AEW.
WWE's original plans for the Golden Egg were almost a lot worse.
And according to reports, Triple H's cardiac event was, quote, very, very, very serious. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Raw, there was returns on Raw. So we had a segment involving Edge, who himself was returning to the Red Brand after being drafted there in the 2021 WWE Draft. We haven't seen him since Crown Jewel. So that in itself, that was something of a return, but we knew it was coming. So it's not the news story here. He came down, cut a promo, did his usual thing. Whose music hit? It's The Miz. It's not just The Miz, though. It's also Maurice.
Yes.
So we got both of them back on TV. The Miz, of course, hasn't been around since August when he took that time off to film Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. While Maurice, she hasn't been on TV since April when she helped The Miz and John Morrison defeat Damian Priest in a handicap match shortly after WrestleMania. So they're both back on our screens, crispy and clean. They got into a verbal spat with Edge that we're going to dive into story a little bit more. But it ultimately resulted in Edge going, hey, let's fight. And Miz going, no, bye. kind of bailing out before that could escalate.
It was like MJF CM Punk Light, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of going for that vibe, weren't they? They were definitely going for that vibe. But hey, it was cool. It was good.
Yeah.
Like, there were good promos from both of them. I like having Miz and Maurice back on our screens. I think they're a great double act. And yeah, I mean, she's good. What else do you want me to say?
As good. My wife is fed up of hearing Miz and Mrs. Miz are couple goals. I love both of them. I think she really enhances him as a performer. And I just wish Andy Murray, someone on, I don't know, some sort of preview podcast yesterday, had called The Miz returning to Monday Night Raw. I mean, that person would probably be so good at making predictions. He'd have said at the start of this year, CM Punk's going to return to a wrestling ring.
Shouts to Hamlet for that one.
But I guess some people have never got a prediction wrong ever in their life. Look, great to see Miz and Maurice back, and obviously great to see Edge back in there. And let's talk about what was said then between these two. Because as you mentioned, Miz interrupted Edge and they go back and forth before, well, not fighting. But there was a lot of references to WWE releases and AEW. So Edge, when talking about The Miz returning and going off and doing Dancing with the Stars and what have you, says, use this to get notoriety for your next endeavor, for your next reality TV show, for your next dance competition, whilst you leave your partners high and dry to get fired. Now, Edge wasn't the only one referencing WWE releases. As I said, Liv Morgan also dropped a nice line in it during her contract signing with Becky Lynch. The two of them are going to go head-to-head next week for the Raw Women's Championship. And Liv Morgan, talking about Becky Lynch and her big return, said, you're the reason why your friend is gone, just like your big, fat, greedy contract is the reason why my friends are gone. And that wasn't all. They were actually on a bit of a roll here in terms of
barbs.
Popping comments to get the internet talking on last night's Raw. Because Edge also continued to talk about The Miz and AEW in particular, as we mentioned last week.
There was that line by
CM Punk saying that MJF is just basically The Miz, and that got the reaction you would anticipate. Well, Edge responded to all this saying, "You have people on other shows saying your name just to get a cheap reaction. You live rent-free in a lot of heads." And then it cut to a shot of The Miz that made him look like a smug bastard who thought that was exactly the case.
Yeah.
To be fair, I hate WWE scripting a lot of the time. I thought all these three lines, easy for me to say,
were spot on. I hate using people losing their jobs
yes.
as part of a storyline. Get that. I don't wake up and go, I'm really annoyed or whatever, but people would be entitled to that reaction. It's just tasteless. It's tasteless. Like, you let go of these people not because Becky Lynch gets paid well, but because you're rich and want to be richer. And then you script these things. I don't know. That, to me, that's distasteful. Let's not include that in storyline stuff. I didn't like the Drake Maverick stuff last year. Don't do that. It's not good. The AEW stuff, however, fair play. Let's go. Let's take these little shots back and forth. Let's, you know, if you mention me on your show, I'm going to clap back. I'm going to put this in my segment with Edge or whatever. I thought that was fun. It's a nice little dig. I love this stuff, this petty back and forth we got between both companies.
And you just know AEW's going to respond.
There'll be something, won't there? There'll be something. I will say, it's a bit weird to go, hey, they used your name for a cheap reaction, and then half a minute later you use a fired guy's name for a cheap reaction. That was weird. Who scripted that together? But yeah, to summarize, pot shots, good. Using fired people
that you did yourself.
That you did on your own. Maybe don't script that, WWE. Maybe rise above stuff like that, but it's pro wrestling. What do we expect?
Yeah, and if you like references to AEW, get Michael Sidgwick's new book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW, at whatculture.bigcartel.com.
Available now. There's a couple of other books as well. Development Hell, reprint of that one, the NXT story, that's Sidgwick's original book. And on top of that, 606 Wrestling Matches to See Before You Die. International shipping is available. They are available. What's the thing again? Whatculture.bigcartel.com. Buy a book. Have a look.
Okay. Egg!
You look like little
egg.
Cook. Which one is it you look like?
Big cook.
Big cook.
No, little cook. You're right. You're right first time. And you look like an egg.
Egg. Egg stuff.
So there is a segue here.
Are you fed up of us talking about eggs?
No.
Because we're going to do it again. Fightful Select came through with a report last night. All right, so the original plans for this egg stuff. We've all seen how it played out. The air goes at Survivor Series. It got stolen. Austin Theory ended up being the guy who stole the egg. And Vince McMahon decided to give him a title shot because he stole the egg. And, you know, it's a whole deal. Him and they were hanging out on Raw again, weren't they?
I genuinely couldn't understand a single word Vince McMahon said last night.
I heard the bit where he said he was going to kill him.
And he said, and then slapped him. Beyond that, it was just noise.
Interesting creature, isn't he, Vince McMahon?
I can't understand that old bastard anymore.
But apparently, according to Fightful Select, the original plans, which we don't know, were much worse. The quote here is, they were a lot worse and would have had a lot lower stakes than what we actually got on TV. Apparently, the 24/7 championship was reportedly involved at some point. Now, teams close to The Rock and or Red Notice, it's the movie they were promoting, didn't think this was enough. This was substantial. Vince McMahon ended up coming into the equation in order to make it feel more important and elevate it a bit, I guess. So that's why he was showing up at Survivor Series and continues to be on Raw. The storyline itself got a lot of flack in the first place, but can you imagine what kind of crap could they have concocted that would have been worse?
Well, yeah, if they'd have turned around and said, this gets you a title shot, huh? But a 24/7 title shot, oh.
There's money in the air.
What a load of bollocks that would have been. Yeah, I can only imagine, considering we've seen over the years what some rejected plans of WWE's could well be. But Red Notice, like the number one film ever on Netflix or something.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
all because of WWE.
Have you seen it?
I have seen it. Thankfully, I'd seen it before the show because I actually understood what the hell they were going on about.
Complete garbage, but in a really good way.
Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect Sunday afternoon hungover film.
Yeah.
Bish, bash, bosh. Like, what is it, an hour and a half?
Delicious trash.
Films don't need to go beyond 2 hours, and they certainly don't need to go 3 hours if they're Lord of the Rings. Right, let's conclude by every time, every week.
Take that, wizards.
They'll be in the mentions.
Screw you, orc guys. I can't even do this. I like Lord of the Rings. What am I doing?
Right, let's finally talk a little bit seriously about Triple H. We, of course, reported at the time around that cardiac event of his. He hasn't been seen on WWE TV since. But some interesting notes coming out about this. Dave Meltzer noting that a source on a recent appearance on the Sunday Night's Main Event podcast revealed that the 52-year-old, when he was hospitalised in September for that cardiac event, his condition, what happened to him, was described as, quote, very, very, very serious. Of course, as I mentioned, Triple H hasn't returned to his role since then. Stephanie McMahon thanked, I think it was Alex McCarthy, when he recently asked about it and said he's doing well. But I suppose, as we would assume from someone like Triple H, if he ain't back on TV, if he ain't making public appearances, this was a grave situation for him to be in. We obviously wish him well in his recovery. But worrying things to read this, Andy.
Yeah, it's this stuff. We've spoken about it as we've covered the situation. It's bigger than wrestling, obviously. It's bigger than running NXT or being the CEO or scouting talent or training or whatever else. It's a husband and a father who's had a very serious health condition. So stripping everything else away, hope he continues to recover. He was seen in public with the when they were going around the new office, wasn't it? A few clips made it to the internet the other week, so... good to see him on his feet and everything else, and hope he continues to recover.
Exactly, and no need for him to rush back anytime soon. As with everything when we talk about these sorts of things, your health and well-being should come first before absolutely everything. We wish him well in his recovery and hope to see him back on our screen soon, but only when he is medically ready. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Jake, who says, as of now, who would you like to see win the Royal Rumble and who do you think actually will win?
Brock, I think, will win the Men's Royal Rumble. I think that'll be the way of getting to Brock versus Roman at WrestleMania after whatever they do next. If they announce that match for day one, they probably do it. Who do I want to win that match? I think Damian Priest would be logical. Mm-hmm. Like, he's getting quite a strong presentation on TV at the moment, and if you want to elevate the guy, that would be a reasonable way to do it, for sure. As far as the women's side goes, I want Bianca Belair to win it because I think she deserves a really good year after kind of falling off a bit after WrestleMania with her creative and everything else. And I also think she will win it. So there you go.
Fair enough. I'm going to agree with you on the Brock Lesnar there. I think he will win the Men's Royal Rumble as well. And I think Ronda Rousey might be the old number 30 entrant in the women's. Win that, and then we get, I don't know, either her versus Charlotte, because that's what they wanted, and they always try and get back to something they planned originally, or her versus Becky again, or her versus someone new. It would just be great to see Ronda back in a wrestling ring, in my opinion. Who I think should win? Bianca's a shout. Rhea Ripley, probably, because she hasn't won it, and from that looks of that Team Liv versus Team Becky match we saw last night, they are protecting her, making her look strong. She's in the perfect position right now. You want to have not got rid of, but lost any titles that may have held you back from going for main event, singles titles. And she just needs to be bubbling under now for the next month and then just go on a tear at the Royal Rumble. In terms of the men's, who I want to win it, I want, first of all, I started my campaign yesterday because it was 2 months till the Royal Rumble. I want Scotty Too Hottie to make a goddamn appearance in the Royal Rumble. The roof would come off the place and our cocks would be pulled off on stream when it's me and Phil Chambers. And that is a damn promise.
Right, Aaron Merkel.
Who I would like to win? I don't think Scotty's going to win the whole thing, unfortunately.
No.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with Riddle. I think Riddle's in a good place right now. He's probably heading towards a Randy Orton grudge match at WrestleMania. But if just for once the team can drop titles and still coexist peacefully, Riddle could be a hell of a guy to elevate. Maybe even to challenge Roman Reigns. Just a thought. But let us know your thoughts in the comments. And we'll move on to Jonathan Johnson's question, who says, hello, my good brothers. I think that when Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan square off next week on Raw, that's when Asuka or Alexa Bliss can return to face Becky. What do you fellas think?
Yeah, so like I think Alexa tweeted the other day saying she still needs some time to heal, but Alexa's a wrestler and wrestlers are always working. Haven't heard or seen much from Asuka recently, have we? I don't know what, maybe she's doing some more stuff on her YouTube channel and everything and staying busy while she's away. They will have a pressing need to elevate a challenger, and I think either of them would be a good choice.
Yeah, I completely agree, and Asuka has fulfilled my quota of go away, make me miss you, I miss her, I want to see her back, I want to see her back wrestling. And yeah, great challenger for Becky Lynch, with, especially with that story of Asuka and the belt and the pregnancy and but yes, I think Alexa may need a little bit more time to recover, but like you say, you never bloody know. Troy Da Hybrid Brown gives us our final question of the day. Interesting one, this is about NXT 2.0. Do you think that Bron Breakker, has surpassed the hype that Parker Boudreau arrived in WWE with? Let Bron debut the day after WrestleMania like Brock did and mirror him as the next big thing to conquer the WWE as Brock did and pass the torch down the line.
I'm going to say some things that people aren't going to like. I think Bron Breakker looked really limited in that Tommaso Ciampa match. I think it really, unfortunately, and I love the guy. I think he's loads of fun. Yes. I love his energy. But that longer match really exposed some of his weaknesses. He didn't look like he was completely comfortable going beyond like a basic squash or a tag match there. So I would be very hesitant to elevate that guy. But look, he's far ahead of where he should be. He's had like 5 matches. Mm-hmm. He should be much worse than he currently is. And he's definitely on a fast track to being really good. I think it's too early. I think that Ciampa title match was not good.
I think Parker Boudreau is very much in his Deacon Batista phase.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have compared him to Brock Lesnar all those times, eh?
Like, probably a good idea.
Yeah, it's why I'm always against this stuff, like people comparing Gable Steveson to Kurt Angle. Yeah. No, it's unrealistic. Don't do it.
We
please.
All know the real star of NXT 2.0 as well, Tony D'Angelo.
I was gonna say Joe.
Hey, I'm wrestling here.
Which Sopranos character is he gonna reference this week? Because he had Hesh. Of all people last week.
I've got a really bad confession to make. What's that? I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh. Well, so when he mentions...
All that time I wasted watching Lord of the Rings. Damn you, J.R.R. Tolkien.
So this week when Tony D'Angelo starts talking about Big Pussy, you're going to be very confused.
Indeed, I am.
Going to take you out on a boat, my friend.
Let's move on to today's and finally, and just give a nod to someone who's done something incredibly impressive. And as a work colleague of ours, WWE on BT Sport tweeting, can we take a moment to appreciate Walter looking better than ever? A lot of graft has gone into this, nothing but respect. Walter looking great. Hamplet, I thought, you know, he was going to take some time off and just, you know, like we all do, scoff celebrations on the road to Christmas. Look at him go there. Honestly, get this man on the main roster, even though they're probably going to ruin him.
Yeah, that's always the caveat.
And he won't move to the States, as far as I'm aware.
Shout-outs to Walter for getting in some really good shape.
Beast! Love that. Congratulations to him. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll be reviewing Raw and looking ahead to the pre-War Games episode of NXT 2.0 later. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for HIP. It just made a noise. It didn't have anything. So.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, where you can still donate to this wonderful Movember attempt that was buried by Anthony Ogogo on Twitter yesterday. So
brutally buried.
Thanks, I got ratioed by Anthony Ogogo. And there's no coming back from that. So please, yeah, donate what you can to a genuinely fantastic cause. You can follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.